Hello, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of Star Spangled Eurovision. My name is Max. I'm here with my fantastic co-hosts, Alex and Bart.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
It is good to see you both. And today we'll be diving into the next four tracks from this year's Eurovision Song Contest. So we got a big week this week. We got a very anticipated entry from Ireland. Luxembourg is making its big return to the contest after 30 years, and we will be going over the entries from two of the most highly anticipated national finals of every year, Norway and Spain.
So, Max, what can we expect from Luxembourg?
We'll have to find out. We'll just have to wait until we get there.
Cool. I'm ahead of myself.
Yeah, stop getting ahead of
Everyone. Yeah. I'm the worst. That's fine.
All right. Well, let us start off with Ireland, who recently dethroned as the most winning Eurovision country. Sweden is now tied with Ireland for 7 wins. So let's see if Ireland has decided that they're actually going to try for once and get their crown back. So the winner of Eurosong 2024, the Irish National Final, was Bambi Thug with the song.
With a name like that, it just sounds like a winner.
It might be. With the song Doomsday Blues. So let's take a listen.
Spirit of Johnny Logan, like, I feel like Bambi Thug just really nailed the essence of their winning streak, right? No, I mean, I thought that they, like, this was really entertaining. I'm a little scared I might, like, sage my house after watching it, but I like the choreography and the staging, like, a lot. So it's interesting. It kind of has, like, a Marilyn Manson-esque vibe, which it's not, like, normally my thing anymore since I, like, am no longer 16. But this is, like, a decent entry for Ireland.
Yeah. So, I mean, I agree. I think this is fantastic. It's honestly very up my alley, obviously. But it does verge a little bit too close to that kind of, like, weird bubble goth thing that we were doing in, like, the late 2000s, which is, like, you know, not my favorite thing. But no, I love that Ireland is taking a massive risk with this. This is so kind of out of left field.
What was their hashtag that they used?
Oh, send the witch. And they did. I'm so happy. I mean, this is one of the best options that they had, and I think it's so cool that they're taking a risk. They're actually taking the contest seriously in a way, and this could flop in Malmö, you know, but even if it does, I think it's just so refreshing to see something like edgy come out of Ireland, because we've been just constantly given this, like, really vanilla blah stuff. Even though, you know, I liked Leslie Roy as, like, an artist, and I even liked Sarah McTernan's song, but the stagings were always crap, and Bambi Thug really has a good package here. Like, the performance was fantastic, even on that shitty little, like, late night stage. Imagine what it's going to be like in Malmö. Like, I think this is the full package. I do think this will qualify for the final at the very least.
I mean, like, I have truly no interest in this, but I'm happy for them that they're living their dream, and I'm happy that Ireland isn't sending something milquetoast again. But otherwise, I truly could barely be less enthralled by that performance. But I respect them and their craft.
Just keeping honesty.
No, also, like, you'd be like, the thing we all did with the bubble goth in the late 2000s. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Which is how I know this is just really not for me. It's not where I was in the late 2000s.
Destroy the ballet component?
What?
They had a ballet component for the chorus.
I wouldn't call that ballet as much as kind of like little like show tunesy moves, you know?
Yeah, they kind of like stepped around a little bit.
I do like the juxtaposition between the kind of like really dark verses and then this kind of like almost, yeah, like dreamy, almost like a retro show tunesy chorus. I don't know. It just really appeals to me in so many ways. And here I was being like, oh, yeah, this reminds me of, like, The Birthday Massacre and, like, all these other bands from the 2000s that I loved that clearly nobody else listened
to. Who the fuck is The Birthday Massacre? Are you okay?
See, I think the issue with it for me is that what would draw me in is, like, the 60s retro chorus. But then I just want them to be, like, full Amy Winehouse. And it's not really giving that. So I feel like in that sense, like, I want more from them.
That's where the thug aspect comes in.
Well, you know what? Good for Island. I think we can all agree that at least they're taking a risk and at least they're sending something interesting, even if it's not for everybody. Like, it won't be just that middling, like, oh, we'll only qualify because it's no one's, like, you know, in their points. But, you know, I think it's divisive enough that enough people will, like, give this a lot of points that it will qualify. So, you know, good for Ireland.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on to Luxembourg making their grand re-entrance into the contest after 30 years. They hosted a national final that was won by Tali with the song Fighter. So let's take a listen. Rester comme ça, faut faire des choix. T'as quoi dans la tête? Mène des combats, crois en toi. Le monde est là, pars à sa conquête. Et j'entends au loin, au loin, au loin. Cette petite voix chant de sirène qui me dit, mais viens, va vers ton destin. Faut pas que tu freines. Okay, well, welcome back, Luxembourg. I think this is a pretty... Okay, I don't want to call it, like, a strong re-entry. I think this is actually just kind of, like, a fine song. But it's a little bit above mid for me. I mean, it's not my favorite thing. I think the song is catchy. I think the staging is fine. I wish she would do a bit more choreography. She's kind of just standing there, like, maybe shaking around, like, her hips a little bit, but not really doing anything. So I think it's, like, almost there. I think with, like, a bit more, like, choreography, maybe cleaning up the vocal a little bit, whatever that weird, like, notification noise they have going on in the verses needs to go completely. So I think there's potential for this to elevate a little bit more at the Eurovision stage.
So I actually kind of disagree in that I think that, yeah, she didn't do a lot of choreography, but she was also belting, like... She was doing, I thought, like, a good vocal performance. And, like, maybe she's just not a dancer, okay? Some of us are, like, not dancers. And I thought that the way that it was set up, because everyone was dancing so much around her, it, like, it didn't require as much of her. So I thought that that actually was pulled off well, especially with, like, the camera angles. So I would give kudos to kind of the staging in terms of the performance on that.
See, that's where I disagree. I think if you're going to wear that, like, leather bodysuit and have, like, those dancers, like, gyrating around you like that, then you need to join in that choreography a bit. Otherwise, I think they need to rethink the staging. And they can have lots of dancers and her just standing there, but it has to, like, the vibe has to be a little different.
No, I mean, I would never say no to that leather suit. That leather suit is staying. It's staying. That is just the that is the final word on that. And I think that the song is catchy. And I can't wait to jam out to it at the club. I think that she has a good voice. I think that it was balanced. Like, I think that obviously from now till actual Eurovision, it's only going to improve. And I definitely hope that this one qualifies just to show them that they are on the right relaunch path. Yeah. Good job, Luxembourg. Let's go.
Yeah. I will say that I don't think this song is going to, like, win, but this song fucking slaps. It's giving, like, Edith Piaf reincarnated the Gen Z TikTok musician with a weird hairstyle, and I fucking love it. I will actually split the difference between you two, though, and say my issue with the staging is I don't think her dancer's choreography fits the song at all. I think that she doesn't need to dance, but I think that, like, the way that, I don't know exactly, I'm not a choreographer, and, like, Max giving dancing advice is pretty rich, so I'm going to try to stay away from that. But I feel like something about it, I feel like something about the dancing just felt, like, a little too modern or too harsh, or I don't know. I feel like something about the music is very, like, French chanson, but also, like, updated. So I feel like something that kind of split that difference a little bit more was, like, a little more melodic, a little bit more, like, mix of old-fashioned and new. And I think they could have done something else with the dancing. I didn't love the leather suits, but I could, like, I feel like if she was in a leather suit and the people around her were in something, like, a little bit different, it could look good. But I do feel like the hair needs to stay, her suit can stay. I feel like the choreography needs to fit the song a little bit better. I think the song is good. I think just, like, visually it feels weird. But I feel like if they updated it and brought it in line, it could really pop a lot more. If the dancers were in, like, different color leather instead of just the black leather, I just feel like there's more that could be done that, like, I was like, I like what I'm hearing, but, like, what they're presenting in the staging feels like it's for a different song.
Yeah, like, it's really, like, you get the expectation that it's going to be, like, a Lenny Ferreira, Chanel-esque kind of, like, slut bop, but it's not that at all, the song at least. So I think, yeah, I think they need to rethink the staging and make some adjustments. And then, yeah, this has a lot of potential to be impactful. It's catchy. People would vote for it, possibly out of the novelty of it being Luxembourg, but also, you know, because it is a catchy, fun song.
I just really want you guys to put on those outfits and pull off that choreography before you start talking shit.
I mean, as Bart mentioned, we're not dancers.
Dude, that's just my thing. It's like, I think that, like, they are doing a good job of dancing it. I just don't think, like, the dancing fits the music that well.
Yeah. I embrace what you said, Bart. I think that Max is full of shit, but.
Wow. Okay.
Moving on
to something Max does have more expertise in. Ha ha.
That'll be a first.
Okay. Wow. What did I do today?
I have no idea.
Well, let's move on to Norway, where the winners of Melody Grand Prix were Gotte with the song Ulvehom. So let's take a listen.
Yeah.
Well, I think to no one's surprise, I'm fucking obsessed with this. The minute I heard this and they released the MGP songs and I went through them, I heard this and I was like, if this wins Norway, it's going to be my 12 points for the year. I don't care. I don't think anything is going to unseat this for me. I was so happy when they won. So I normally listen to this kind of music, like weird Norwegian, like folk metal and, you know, the old Norse weird stuff. And I'd heard of Gotte before. I'd never really listened to them before, but they were kind of on my radar in past years. They're from like the early 2000s and then kind of came back a couple years ago. But I'd never listened to them before. I even dived back into their old catalog and have just honestly been listening to them nonstop for a month and a half at this point. I love, love, love this. The staging is really cool, beautiful, kind of witchy, very dynamic. I can't say enough good things about this, but this is also just very me, and I realize that that's possibly not for everybody.
I think that's really beautiful self-reflection. where to start? I think this is fine. I mean, this is just a thing for me, which I'm actually going to have to go back and critique what I said earlier on this, on something a little bit. But I feel like for me, this is one of those things that's like when I'm watching it, I'm like, this is not for me, but I can like enjoy it. And like the staging is good. I see why it's appealing to people. I think like, I don't know, I can't really tell if her, like her voice seems good. It feels like at some parts, like a little pitchy, but I'm like, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's what it's supposed to sound like. I don't know. I feel like I literally am so far from an expert on this type of music, but I'm like, I don't know. I will, like, the one thing I almost have to say after watching this, though, is that I almost have to go back and revise my Bambi Thug criticism a little bit. So I'm like, oh, right, like, this is the staging that a song like this is supposed to have. It's not supposed to be done on, like, a late-night comedy show set. But I'm like, yeah, like, if Bambi Thug had this staging, that they did, like, I would probably like it a lot more, and I kind of buy into it more. It's a song that I will, like, always skip on my Spotify, but then I can, like, kind of enjoy what I'm watching it.
I mean, I don't know. I found it boring.
Ah! No!
No! I'm sorry!
My heart!
I just didn't enjoy it. Ah! And, like, to what Bart was saying, I was like, did you hit that note? Did you not? Like, I don't think you did, but there's so much going on that maybe that, like, camouflaged it? I don't know. But it felt like it didn't really, I don't know, like, the core, it felt very uniform. Like, you knew where all the notes were going. It wasn't really, like, fluctuating or, like, providing any excitement between the verses and the chorus. It just, I don't know, it felt just very, like, structured, and there weren't any, like surprises in the vocal range or like a bridge that would like be enticing or lead up to. I was just kind of bored. I'm sorry. I mean, I thought the staging was beautiful and I thought she was beautiful and like, I can see why people would like it. But if I'm like 100% honest, like, am I going to voluntarily like listen to this song again or like watch this performance? Like, no, unless I'm like at a club after a few drinks, like, and it comes on and sure, I'll like bop along, but no, this was just not really for me.
Here I was rewatching this performance like once a day for the last few weeks. I see your point on like that it does kind of, it doesn't, it's not as dynamic as it could be, and that is because this was originally a longer song that they then cut down for Eurovision, and they just took out the bridge entirely, and I think half of a verse. So I think that's a fair criticism. I do think the full-length version, which is about 5 minutes, it does have a bit more of the up and down and the juxtaposition between kind of like hard and soft parts to it, and it has more of a build in the bridge toward the end. So, yeah, this one does kind of, like, crescendos a little early and kind of stays there for a while, the MGP version. So, I think that's a fair point. But yeah. This is, I mean, I love this song. I really love Gota. I think if anything I take from this whole Eurovision season is that I have a new band that I really, 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 really like. So I'm just really happy that Norway's sending this. It's also the first time Norway sent a song in Norwegian in like 15 years. So good for them.
I will say the one thing on this is that while there are like lots of other songs in the national final, I thought were catchier, like not limited to my AI at Super Rob. I am glad that Norway is breaking up their mold a little bit and sending kind of like something different, something in Norwegian, something. I think they were going, like, they were leaning really heavily into like trying to get the TikTok view, like trying to go viral on TikTok instead of like releasing a song. So I support that.
Yeah, we've come a far way from the wolves and the bananas. So I'm happy for that also.
Alex is like, summer 2022, take me back.
Yeah. 100%.
All right. Well, let us move on to our final country of the podcast. We are going over to Spain, where Nebulosa won Benidorm Fest with the song Sora. So let's take a listen. Jamás es porque lo merezco. Y aunque me esté comiendo el mundo, no se valora ni un segundo. Estoy en un buen momento. Solo era cuestión de tiempo. Voy a salir a la calle a gritar lo que siento a los cuatro vientos. Estoy en un buen momento. Reconstruida por dentro. Y esa zorra que tanto temía se fue empoderando y ahora es una zorra de fuste. A la que ya no le va mal. A la que todo le da igual. La vida me sigue total. Soy una zorra de postal.
Okay, so, what demographic group do we think that she's catering to?
I think that they handed out slips at, like, the monkeypox clinic and then took that, like, and, like, this is what it spit out. I mean, listen. Like, is the song good? No. Like, is she a good singer? No. Does she look like a weird, like, Frankenstein monster of Donatella Versace and Kylie Minogue? Yes. But, like, that's why we love her. I have no words, except I guess I want to watch it again or never see it again ever, but I guess I'll have to. I know in, like, 3 months when I'm, like, on a few Vodka Red Bulls, I'm gonna be like, Zora! Zora! Or whatever those people are. I don't know what they scream. All those, like, those hordes of gays at Benidorm Fest. But thank you. Thank you for setting this. I'm like, there must have been something better in this national final. I don't want to know. Thanks, Nebulosa. Fascinating. Fascinating. Put it in the vault. Put it in the time capsule.
No, I unabashedly love this. I think the studio track is actually fantastic and was one of my early favorites. I just didn't think they had a chance because just, I mean, there's no vocal here, right? Like, it's... The staging is catering specifically, I think, to the Benidorm crowd, which is exclusively gay men.
What?
No! But also, like, listen, we love a diva who just struts out there and is like, I don't care if I can't sing. I'm just going to sing to my gays. And here she is. We love it. I mean, this song's already hit in Spain. I mean, you heard, like, the crowd at Benidorm Fest was just, like, screaming the chorus. It's great. I really love this. It's just, and there is a high chance this will absolutely flop in Malmö, and I don't care because to me this is like almost like Chow Chow level of good, and I'm here for it.
Yeah, I mean, like, if it flops, it's gonna flop to, like, a loud applause and, like, adoration. Like, this is just, like, a hit in the making. And similar to, like, what we were saying for Tali, like, she doesn't dance. The background singers are really, like, doing it all. And it's like, yeah, girl, you're a diva. You don't have to. Like, let them carry, you know? Like, she's great. I aspire to have the confidence and skill to do whatever that was at whatever age she finds herself in. I don't know. She could be my age. But I wish that I could do that. And I don't think that I could. And, you know, there are quite a few Eurovision performances where I'm like, yeah, I could do that. Like, and probably sound better than you. But in this case, she's an icon. And I'm just excited to be in her light when we go see her in Denver. I'm excited to just be in the same room as this I don't want to say that she's the next coming to to God, but she's something.
I'm excited for literally the entire, like, Mama Arena to scream Zora very loudly, which for those that don't speak Spanish means kind of like slut or bitch, which fantastic. Anthemic, actually.
Zora, Zora, Zora.
I'm only going to let the Chow Chow slander by because we're all on a good vibe and we finally agree that we love Nebulosa, for the record.
No, I mean, the Chow Chow comparison for me comes with, it's kind of a similar kind of like almost like 80s retro pop moment, like updated, obviously. But the way I thought it was going to, I didn't think this was going to win Benidorm, but it was already like a hit in Spain over the last like couple weeks, and like widely beloved, and I just like imagined it being like a huge summer hit in Europe, even if it didn't like get out of Benidorm, or at least in Spain, but it did win, and so maybe it will become a massive European hit, and I'm here for it. Again, that studio track actually slaps. I don't know.
Zara.
Yeah, we'll go listen. We'll go listen.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for listening to another episode of our podcast, listening to our hottest takes on this year's Eurovision Song Contest. We will be back in 2 weeks with another episode covering the next 4 songs. But in the meantime, please follow us on Twitter at @SSC_pod. We've been tweeting live to some of the national finals, giving our takes there.
Please send us money on your Venmo. You can follow us at Max.
I'm not putting my Venmo out there.
we don't have that set up yet.
No.
Okay.
We do this for fun, not for money. We make negative money doing this.
Okay, well then, Max, can you pay for the good podcasting software? Because this, like, Skype FaceTime situation is shit.
Damn you, Zencaster. Anyway, well, thank you all again for listening, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
Thank you. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.